May the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. There are again two primary things in my life that I pray about all the time. One, that God would take me deeper in understanding how much he loves me and would cause that to result in me loving him more. And that he would take me deeper in understanding about how he lives his life through me. Those are my dominant prayers, Lord, that I would love you with all of my heart and you would live through me with all of your might. And in doing that, just discovering new aspects and layers of the love of God, because the more we discover just his personality and how he is and how he loves and he cleanses us from our false images of who he is, it's easier. It causes us, provokes us to love him back, but it also becomes easier for us to trust him. He's so other, but he relates to us in how much he loves us in revelation of his love. And so one of the things the Lord showed me this morning in prayer was that God begs, that he's a beggar. That's just an amazing thing to me, that he's sovereign God who could create all things, he could destroy us in just a breath, but he's a beggar. And I thought about a scene. One of my favorite movies in all the world is Out of Africa. I love every movie that has to do with Africa because I have a real heart for Africa. But particularly Out of Africa, because there's a few of us here, Father Craig and Shelby, they've seen a place in Africa that's one of my favorite, the Gong Hills. Bernard Jiroge, one of our bishops who's now retired, lived in a little town called Ngatarangai, and you guys were at his house the first trip that you made to Africa. And those hills off in the distance were the Gong Hills, and that's where the Out of Africa movie was made. Karen Blitzen had a house, like a plantation, where they tried to grow coffee on the Gong Hills. And there's a scene in the movie. She spends maybe 15, almost 20 years in Africa. And when the farm is destroyed by fire and it's not going to make it and she has to go back to Holland, when she's leaving, there's a scene in that movie where there's the new governor of Kenya, British governor of Kenya is there. And she's about to leave and say goodbye. And he's just now kind of being installed as governor. And there's this big scene in Nairobi going on, where she's going to catch the train to catch a boat to go back to Holland. And in that scene, she meets him because she wants to ask him for something. On her plantation, the Kikuyu, which is the dominant tribe of Kenya, lived. And she had taken a lot of strides in them being educated and all these kind of things. But she knew what England would do is take that property away from them. And she was asking this new governor, who was lined up in sort of a processional thing, greeting people, if he would promise her that he would not allow the Kikuyu to be removed from their land and the projects that she had started would be continued. And so as she comes and asks him, he kind of brushes her off. And at some point she gets down on her knees in front of all these hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dignitaries and people to beg him. And everybody takes a breath back because she was really well known at the time. And they like picked her up and said, "Oh no, like you've humiliated. Don't you need to humiliate herself?" And she said, she loved the Kikuyu so much she begged. She wasn't ashamed to beg for their for help for them. And this is a scripture, one of the scriptures I was reading this morning. And it just blows my mind, these images of God. This is verse 20. Well, verse 14 of 2 Corinthians 5 is a very familiar one. For he says, "For the love of Christ controls us, having concluded that one died for all, therefore all died." And he goes on and on, but he talks about the love of Christ controlling him. And when he gets down in verse 20, he says, "Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ." An ambassador in a foreign land represents the government. He can't tell them anything or do anything unless he's doing it on behalf of the government. "Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were entreating through us." The word "treating" means to plead, to beg. "As though God were entreating, God were entreating, God were entreating through us." We're just the instruments. "We beg you on behalf of Christ." It's as if an ambassador walked into a foreign king or leader or president, and he got on his knees and he said, "On behalf of the king of the president of the United States, these are his words, I beg you." Whatever. "We beg you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God." When I saw that passage, I thought, wow, God, you begged us. I said, what did it look like when you begged us? And he said, that, the cross. That when he stripped down, didn't have a loincloth on, he was naked. And kind of like that scene in that movie, when he got down on his knees, it looked like that. And the whole world, they were all mocking him, his humiliation. But Song of Solomon chapter 8 said that was nothing to him. Don't be embarrassed for him. He despised the shame. He gladly got on his knees and begged for us. That what we deserved was to be destroyed. What we had earned was his wrath. But his mercy triumphs over judgment. And he loved us so much that the God of the universe, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, begged, got on his knees, naked, was humiliated in front of the mocking world, and loved us so much he begged that we would give our hearts to him. That's what the cross is all about. It's the picture of the begging God. When I wear a crucifix, people ask me sometimes, why do you wear a crucifix? I said, because I don't ever want to forget. I know he's risen. I've got empty crosses. But I don't want to ever forget that the begging God is the one who loves me. You know, it's so hard for us to beg because, you know, tried to tell people about Jesus and stuff. And say, well, I'm not going to beg you. Really? 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 If you got somebody resisting the gospel, get down on your knees and on behalf of Jesus, beg them. Because that's how much he loves them. And that's how much he loves you. He's not the God who's waiting to destroy and judge. We think of him as the angry God. No, he's the begging God. He's secure enough and powerful enough and has perfect love. Because you see, perfect love doesn't deal with insecurity and pride. Humiliation is something you despise. You know who you are, so you don't care looking weak. And just bless me so much that God loves me so much that he begged for me. That's who he is. That's his personality. It was not a begging from weakness, from one who knew who he was. It's the Jesus who said he knew he had all things, had come forth from heaven, was going to heaven, got down on his hands and knees and stripped down to a loincloth and begged in love for his disciples. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.